Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back. That's some pretty good rock and roll there. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We have from the beginning. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. You can blame me. Send all your cards and letters to me. Put it all on me. I started this chaos 22 years ago. This week, I started broadcasting my show. As I told you in the beginning of the week, I'm wrapping up the week now. And, folks, this wasn't my starting my media company. When I started the radio show, we built it into a media company. We publish content. We publish books. We publish the radio show. From the radio show, from our 1,000 live interviews a year, we produce 2,600 podcasts a year. All of our segments become podcasts. Name somebody else who produces 2,600 podcasts a year. I don't know anybody else. Nobody else focused on small business. I can tell you that right now. But when we started doing this, this wasn't, as I said, it wasn't my first small business. This actually grew out of my other small business that I had, my consulting company that I started in '89. And as way led on to way, as my entrepreneurial energy and sap, as it continued to rise in my bark, it led me to this. And it's been hard. It's been a tough journey. It's not easy. If being a business owner were easy, monkeys would be doing it. But it's not. It's the hardest job. Other than being a single parent, especially a single mother, nothing's harder on the planet than being a small business owner. And so if you're thinking about doing it, I encourage you. That's what we do here, right? I mean, this is what we do. We encourage small business owners. But I have to tell you that in the 22 years I've done this, and in the years before that when I was a consultant, all my love and all my support and all my best wishes and all my energy and all my knowledge and whatever I've learned that I can impart to you and whoever I can introduce you to that can help us all to get better, all of that comes on a platform of reality. And another way of saying reality is tough love. And that means that we don't have time or money. As out here on Main Street, we don't have enough time or money to dance around and play patty cake. We have to call it like it is. We have to say it like it is. Because you know why? The marketplace is indifferent to your existence. It doesn't even care. Don't think the marketplace is going to cut you any slack, because it doesn't even care if you're alive. It actually doesn't even know if you're alive. It's indifferent to your existence, let alone success. So you have to carve that out. And so that's what we do here. We give you all the support we can possibly give you while being honest, straightforward, and truthful about the reality of things. Because if I can give you the reality, if I can help you understand what's really going on from people like me and others who've been to town already and back around the block and maybe still making payments on some of the advice we're giving you, if we can do that, then I hope you're paying attention to that. And if I ever sound abrupt, if I ever sound like I'm, you know, beating you up about something that you've done, and I'm telling you that that's a dumb thing to do, and it lands right between your eyes, I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not even going to come close to apologizing for that. But you got to know that it's wrapped in my admiration for you, and my love for you, small business owners, and my dedication to you. And I want you to be successful. And you can't be successful if you don't focus on the fundamentals and believe what's real and not be starry-eyed about things. Okay, it's okay to be starry-eyed about and excited about something. I've done that. I've created things that nobody thought could be created. People have said, how did you do that? I said, I didn't know it wasn't supposed to. And you're that way. So my challenge here is to keep you your head in the sky, in the stars, and your feet on the ground, right? That's what we do as parents. We do that with our children. We want them to dream big, but we got to keep them, their feet on the ground, because that's where the reality is. So when you're thinking about what you're going to be doing with your new business or the next thing in the one you have, as you hang out with us, just know that warts and all, shortcomings and all, defects and all, what we do here is 189% dedicated and focused on helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. It's everything that we do here at Small Business Network, our radio show, our newsletter, my column, my weekly column that's syndicated, the show that we do, all the people we have here. You can tell by listening to our Brain Trust members how they, I mean, they talk about you. When they're talking to me, they you hear them addressing you. They literally address you directly. And they don't come back because of me, although I'm as amazingly charming as I am. They don't come back because of me. They come back because of you. Long after their book's out of print that we helped them launch when we first met them, why would they come back 20 years later? Because of you, small business owners. And if they join me in the tough love, take it as such. Take it as love that's wrapped in reality. Head in the sky, head in the stars. I want you to do that. We're going to help you do that too. We're also going to help you keep your feet on the ground. And I'm looking forward to the 23rd year. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.